With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. This is Andy Webb with Lifestyles Unlimited. And as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Hey, I'll tell you what, I'm coming to you live today in a really, really relaxed state of mind. Just feeling great. You want to know why? Of course you do. Here's why. This past week, my wife and I finally, after laying off for a little over 2 months, we finally made it up to the drop zone where we skydive. And we got a couple jumps in. Yeah, it was chilly. It was 50 degrees on the ground. So puts it about 30 degrees up top at 14,000 feet, you know, where we open the door and jump out. But you know what? I just call that refreshing. So I look back at my logbook. We track our jumps. And just like scuba divers would, I suppose. But my last jump before this week had been November 3rd, you know, all the holidays and family visits. And of course, the weather was cold and windy, even snow here in Dallas, so it just all sort of got in the way. But I gotta tell you, I always come away from a few jumps like that feeling absolutely, absolutely refreshed. And it just kind of carries with me for the week. And I'll tell you, that first jump, well, that was my first jump of the new year. And it was just my wife and I. There weren't a lot of people out there at the drop zone since it was during the week, you know. So she and I, we just got in the plane together and we exited together. And built some formations, worked on our fall rate. She's a lot lighter than I am. That's a challenge. But we had a great jump. A great jump. Right until I tried to open my parachute and I had a malfunction. That's right. A parachute malfunction on my first jump of the year. Great. Now, clearly, I'm here with you today, so it turned out all right. But I just hope that doesn't set the tone for the rest of the year. Nah, it won't. I won't let it. In fact, the jump we did after that was perfect. So stay tuned. If we have time, I'll tell you a little bit about that malfunction later in the show. But you're probably asking, hey, what's this got to do with real estate investing, Andy, and financial freedom? Well, stick with me, because here's the deal. I know what you are thinking right now when you hear me talk about a parachute malfunction. Unless you're a skydiver yourself, you are thinking, Andy, you're crazy. Look, when I bring up skydiving to most folks out and about, you know, they'll remark something about being crazy, or they'll say, hey, I could never do that. Or they'll say, hey, what if this happens? Or what if this other thing happens? And, you know, we answer. But you know what's interesting? I almost always get the exact same reaction from people from non-real estate investors when I mention that we invest in rental properties. Seriously, people immediately imagine all kinds of worst case scenarios. And the first thing I hear, you know, out of their mouths is, well, I could never do that. And they'll tell me why. All the problems. What if this happens? What if that, you know, that happens? It's the same reaction that I hear when I talk about skydiving. So I ask you, am I just a nut job jumping out of airplanes and buying, you know, and fixing up dirty old houses? Well, if you know anything about Lifestyles Unlimited, you know that we number 40,000 members strong. So I ask you, skydiving aside, are these 40,000 people, these 40,000 Lifestyles members, collectively crazy as well? No, not at all. In fact, they are anything but. Listen, they're the ones that recognized early on that doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results is the definition of insanity, of crazy. That is the crazy out there. It's all the people out there that are crazy, the ones that are throwing their time down the drain, working at jobs they hate, commuting for hours in traffic to that job where they just sit and wait for 8 hours, 9 hours, 10 hours, maybe longer, just to escape right back into that traffic and then do it all over again the next day. Same thing over and over again, expecting different results. Well, where are those results? They're not coming. And that's the crazy part. So look, if this is you and you're wanting to get out of that rat race, you're wanting to stop the insanity, this show's for you. Okay, I'm going to take a few concepts from the world of skydiving, since this is fresh on my mind. And I'm going to show you how they apply in the world of residential real estate investing to help you become a better investor. We're going to talk about concepts such as currency, and I'm not talking about money, currency. We'll talk about the value of certifications, what those can mean to you. And we'll talk about sketchy operators. They're out there. You gotta have your eyes open. And we'll talk about fear. Oh yeah, and if we have time, like I said, we'll talk about that malfunction, and we'll talk about how proper training and education can save you, whether we're talking about real estate investing or when your parachute malfunctions. So let me give the number out here in the studio. This is a live show, as I mentioned. If you have any questions on this topic or anything to do with real estate, you can give me a call at 855-497-4335. That's 855-497-4335. Or send me an email to askandy@luinc.com. Again, that's askandy@luinc.com. Sometimes I can get to those live on the air if you get those in early enough. If not, I'll respond to those a little later in the day. So let's talk about the first concept that we have in skydiving and see how this applies to the real estate world. And I'm talking about currency. And again, not talking about money. We're talking about the notion of being current, being present. And if you're just getting started in real estate investing, this is very, very important for you. Or if you've laid off for a while, maybe you had some rental properties years ago and you sold them, you got out of the game, or maybe you just haven't bought any in the past few years and you're starting to look around again. So this notion of being current is important, is going to be important for you. Now, what is it in the skydiving world? In a sense, I'm talking about staying informed, staying up to date, and very specifically, within the organization, the U.S. Parachute Association, there are different levels of license that you can hold, from A to B to C to D. Sounds like our apartment ratings, right? Only in the inverse. A guy is a newer guy. D guy, which is what I hold, is the more experienced guy. And when you hold your A license, you have to be current. You have to make a jump at least once every 30 days to be current. And if you're not, you have to go back and get further coaching, further training. 60 days if you've got a B license, or if you've got a D license like I do, I just have to make a jump every 180 days. And the idea is simply, you know, if you wait too long without being active in that sport or in real estate investing, your muscles are going to atrophy. Those motor neurons that you train to react in the event of a malfunction, they're going to atrophy. So you got to be current. And we're going to talk about what you can do to be current when we continue with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show in just a moment.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Austin's Talk, 1370.
We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the show. This is Andy Webb, and today we're working on your financial freedom by talking about another area of my life, anyhow, where I experience freedom, and that's skydiving. We're taking some lessons from that world and applying those to real estate investing. And just a little background, my wife and I made our first jump sometime in August 2004, so we're coming up on our 16th year of surviving, jumping out of airplanes. It's a blast. And we were talking just ahead of the break about the notion of currency, being current. And in the skydiving world, that means you're making a jump within a certain period of time in order to keep refreshed and to keep your mind on the game. If you sit around too long and you haven't done that in a while, you're more prone to make mistakes. And there is a lot at stake, obviously, so we want you to be current. And for the real estate investor, I would say that applies as well. And I was just talking about the landlord maybe that bought and held properties in the past, say a decade ago. I've met a few people like that recently, and they're wanting to get back in, but I would declare that they are not current either. They're a little bit out of the latest and greatest. And the thing is, times change, markets change, new laws are enacted. For example, here in Texas, I'm in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, by the way, a new late fee rule was put into place by the Texas legislature that took effect September 1st of last year, 2019. So if you're not aware of what that rule is, go out to the radio tab on our website, lifestylesunlimited.com, and go to the archives. I did a show at the start of December where we talked about the residential lease here in Texas, and I hit that on both of those shows. It was a two-part show. But it's important to know, and that's the point, is that if you've been out of the game for a while, you're probably not in the know as far as these things go. And if you're new and you're just getting started, you want to stay current as well. And what I mean when I say current in that sense is getting out and being in the real estate investor community. Okay, this is a relationship game. You want to know the realtors that are doing a lot of deals in this game. You want to know the investors. You want to know everybody that you can, the vendors, the contractors, and so on. So networking really is your way to get out there and to be current. So get out to a lot of local events. Okay, real estate is local, so do that in your neck of the woods, of course. If you've got a great opportunity like you do with Lifestyles Unlimited, you can also go online. We've got a lot of seminars and training available on our hub, so that can help you stay current as well. Now, I would also encourage you to join a mastermind group in your area if you can find one, and if there isn't one, create it, build it. I'm in a couple of different masterminds, and those help me go farther as well. It's just a select group of people, like-minded folks that are doing the same thing, and we give each other tips and tricks and help each other, you know, move along. And one other suggestion I would say is go to a Lifestyles Unlimited free workshop if you're not a member already, or get out to the case studies if you are. We do those monthly in our offices. Those are also recorded and available on the Lifestyles Hub. And whether you're a member or not, get on down to the Wealth and Passive Income Expo in Houston. That's coming up just about a month out at the end of February, the 27th, 28th, and 29th. That's a really good way to get a lot of information in a compressed period of time. So that's the notion of currency, and you do want to stay informed ultimately as you work through this business, especially as you grow, especially if you've laid off for any period of time. Now let's talk about another idea or area of the skydiving world, which is certification. Okay, so if you're a member of the United States Parachute Association, I already mentioned you get some license level, A, B, C, or D, depending on your experience. And that's important. You know, if I want to jump with you, you want to jump with me, but I don't really know you, I'm going to ask you how many jumps you have. I'm going to find out what your license level is. And that's going to inform me. That's going to tell me a little bit about you. Maybe you're a coach. In the skydiving world, you can become a coach, get a coach rating, become an instructor, teach other people to skydive. You can become a tandem instructor. I was a tandem instructor for a period of time. That means I hung people from my chest and took them out that door. And we'll talk a little bit about that just a little bit later when we get to fear. But the point is, if I know somebody is D-rated like I am, I know they have a certain experience level. So there are advantages to getting those certifications, to getting those licenses. And if we apply that to the real estate world, let's talk about realtors first of all. And I'm not implying by any means that you need to be a realtor to be an investor. Quite the contrary. You absolutely do not need to be, but you should be able to get some realtors in your pocket that you're working with. And if they are truly licensed, you should be able to trust a realtor, right? They are expected to be a fiduciary to you, meaning they have to act in your best interest, not their own. Okay, and again, where do you go to find these realtors? See the first topic of the show, being current and getting out and networking.
and talking with other investors and seeing who they recommend. We're a pretty chatty bunch. You know, when you're a little bit farther along real estate investing, you like to share, you like to help the people that are coming up. So don't be afraid. You know, don't be afraid if you see a gaggle, for lack of a better term, of investors standing around at a networking event and talking. Just sidle on up there. Just say, hey, I just want to listen for a little bit. Maybe you ask that question. Hey, do you have a good realtor for me? Let's talk about some other certifications that you can get. Here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, we've got a couple of apartment associations. There's the Apartment Association of Greater Dallas. There's Apartment Association of Tarrant County. You can join those. And, for example, with the AAGD in Dallas, you can go out, and my wife has done this, and get your IROP designation. That stands for Independent Rental Owner Professional. As single-family landlords, we are considered independent rental owners. We're not a big corporation, in other words. We're not a hedge fund. We're not a REIT. We're none of those things. So there's a subsection of that AAGD for the IROs, for the independent rental owners. So she went out and got her designation. And again, that informs the banks when we talk to them, the lenders. Hey, we're running this as a business. This is a professional thing for us. This is not just a hobby like our skydiving. You know what I mean? So you can get an IROP designation, or you can get a CAM. That's a certified apartment manager. If you're going to be dealing with apartments instead of single family, as I am, that's a good idea to go out and get that designation. And once you become a member at Lifestyles Unlimited, there are a couple of other certifications that you can get. If you want to go the multifamily route, there's a ton of training on the hub, the Lifestyles Hub online, where you can sit through this coursework, and this is college level coursework. And when you get through the whole gamut, you are then a certified passive investor. And what good is that? Well, that lets the leads know you know what you're doing. You're sophisticated, if you're not already accredited, but you're a sophisticated investor and you can join their deals. They know that you're solid. They know that you're not going to be coming up to them with those very, very basic questions because you are informed. That makes their lives easier. That's what we want. That's a certified passive investor. On the other side of the coin, if you are a lead investor, you're going to be expected to get the lead investor certification. And that basically tells us, the passives, that you're going to abide by the Lifestyles rules and the best practices for lead investors, as well as the Lifestyles Unlimited code of conduct for lead investors. That protects us, okay? Just like our certified passive rating tells you, lead investor, we're going to be good to work with. When I see that you're certified as a lead investor, I know that you're going to be good to work with, okay? Always do your due diligence, of course. You want to know who you're working with. Talk again. Here's where that networking and that being current comes into play, because you go to that networking event, you go to that case study, you sidle up to that group, and you listen and you learn who are those good lead investors, who are those investors where you should park your money, okay? And if you're operating outside of Lifestyles, just be careful, because I'm going to shift now to our third topic, which is sketchy. I'm calling them sketchy operators. And unfortunately, we see those in the skydiving world as well as in the real estate world. We'll talk about that when we continue with the show in just a moment. And you can give me a call here in the studio at 855-497-4335. This is Andy Webb. You're listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, and we will be right back.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Austin's Talk 1370.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. This is Andy Webb, and we're working on your financial freedom today by putting a couple of concepts in your hands, things that will help you become a better investor or get you started if you are just starting out, or hey, maybe you're returning to the game after a long layoff. We want you to be ready to strike and get your next deal. And we've talked about a couple of notions. We're comparing the world of skydiving, which I'm active in, have been for almost 16 years. We're comparing that to the real estate investing world and pulling a few concepts from there. We talked about the notion of being current, being present, right, in your environment, in your community, I should say. And we talked about certifications. It's important to get those. You show yourself as a professional. Don't treat this as a hobby. Single-family rental owners, I think, tend to more often than the multifamily guys treat their business as a hobby. I actually was talking to someone just the other day that said exactly that to me. I've treated this as a hobby. I need to take this in a different direction, which really brought that home for me. And you can do that by getting licenses, by getting certifications, by getting involved with organizations like Lifestyles, like your local apartment association, whether you're a single family guy or not. We're members there, even though we just operate single family houses. We're part of that independent rental owner group. So there are a lot of things you can do, again, to stay current and to show your skill level, essentially. And I want to shift gears now and talk about something else that we see in the skydiving world that we also see in the real estate world. And that's, I'm going to call them those sketchy operators. Okay. People that maybe aren't following the rules, and people maybe that aren't, safe, playing it safe or operating in your best interest. Now, we just talked about certifications, and that's one way to tell in theory that someone is solid. If they are a licensed realtor, they should be a fiduciary for you. If you're their client, if they have the sundry ratings, certified apartment manager, maintenance technician, and so on. They should know how to run that apartment business. Always do your due diligence and always get out and network and talk to other investors, obviously. But what about the USPA, the U.S. United States Parachute Association? Well, for example, if you're a drop zone, you can be a member of the USPA or not. You don't have to be, but I'll tell you that I can go to a drop zone knowing that it's a USPA drop zone and feel secure that they're maintaining their equipment properly, that they're operating by good, safe standards, because they are held to a higher standard. Those drop zones that are not, that maybe let people jump that are under 18, that aren't quite emotionally there, maybe they're operating at a different level. I jumped once, just once, at a out of an airplane that was operated by one of these sketchy operators. And as I was climbing to altitude with him, I thought, geez, a little Cessna 182 looking around. This thing's it's a go-kart with wings, and that's about it. I had to do the jump because it was on the beach at Corpus Christi where my wife is from, and we both were in the plane, and it was fun, but it was sketchy. And I'll tell you, there are sketchy operators, shady operators in real estate as well. And I don't tell you this to scare you away from real estate. I tell you this so that you are informed. And you can see that in different venues, so to speak. For example, if you're buying single-family houses, there are a lot of wholesalers out there, okay? And wholesalers are folks that are working directly with a seller. Typically, these are off-market deals. Not always. Some wholesalers will really work that MLS and get those listed deals under contract and then try to flip that contract very quickly for a few thousand bucks. But the biggest issue I see with some wholesalers is there are a lot of churn and burn operators, right? They don't have your interest in mind. They don't care if you're investing for the long term. They're going to get that deal sold to you, whether it's good or not, so that they get their commission and they can move on. Again, talk with other folks in your neck of the woods, in your community, your investor community. Find out who that is. They're going to know. If they have any experience at all, they'll be able to tell you.
The good thing with Lifestyles Unlimited, we buy deals off of the MLS. We buy deals from wholesalers. These guys, our realtors there, are great at sourcing these deals, and they do hold your interest at heart, and they're going to filter out those sketchy operators. They're doing tons and tons of deals. They know who's good to work with and who's not. And then if you're thinking about the multifamily side, you know, I'll tell you, the Lifestyles, like I mentioned, the certifications that the leads have to get, and Lifestyles has very strict guidelines for those lead investors in that multifamily space, including a white paper, which they publish, and which leads are expected to follow. Again, this protects you. Okay. This protects you from some of the sketchy operators out there. I have looked at some PPMs. That's the private placement memorandum. That's the document that a lead will issue. That's what you're buying a subscription, a piece of that apartment through, is that PPM. And I've looked at a few of those lately from non-Lifestyles leads, mostly out of curiosity. And I can tell you they're taking huge cuts. Your returns are much, much lower. And they just don't have your interest at heart. So if you are out there operating in that multifamily space, be careful who you're working with. And I want to now transition to the notion of fear. And this is something that holds people back in life and in many, many arenas, not just real estate investing, certainly not just skydiving. And I want to start with giving you two case studies from my personal circle as it relates to skydiving, and then we'll translate those to real estate. First of all is my sister. Okay, I mentioned that we started jumping back in 2004, my wife and I. And we bought my sister a gift certificate for a tandem. She lives in Florida. This was somewhere near Tampa. And we took her up there. We flew over there, visited her, brought our gear. We all drove up to the drop zone, camped there overnight. And she made that jump. Okay, she was nervous, but she did it because she wanted to know what we were experiencing. And you know what? She landed and she said, "Andy, you know, I'm glad I did it. And I see why you like it, but I am never doing that again." So I don't know if the fear set in more heavily for her afterwards, but she decided that was not for her. But I laud her for giving it a go. And now she knows. She's not going to get to the end of her life and look back and say, what if I had tried skydiving? Because she did. That's case study number one. Case study number two, my mother-in-law. Same story. Very nervous. Afraid of heights, actually. We lived in Germany at the time. And I can remember taking her to the Cologne Cathedral, and it's a big, you know, big church, and you can pay to go up to the very top, and you ascend these stairs within the tower itself. No problem for her, but when you get to the top, there's a lookout point, and you can go even higher on these more modern metal mesh stairs that you can see through. She could not go up those, because she could see through them, and her fear of heights kicked in. But she also wanted to know, what is the skydiving thing about, despite that fear of heights? So she made a tandem. In fact, her first jump was with me as her tandem instructor. Now, that was a little awkward because she was sitting in my lap in the airplane. But she was green. She was nervous. She was scared. But she tried it anyhow. I did the instruction on the ground with her. I educated her. I told her what that was going to look like, walked her through everything. And she did that jump. And she loved it. And she's now gone back, I don't know, five times or so and done more tandems. I know she's got another one on the book, so we'll be jumping with her here in the near term. And I'll tell you, as a tandem instructor, I see excitement in people's faces, and sometimes raw fear, you know, and like my sister, some folks never came back, but they gave it a try. You just never know. You just never know until you try. And I want to relate that to our real estate investor world. If you're not sure if it's for you, if you are nervous, if you do have fear, the best way to overcome that fear is to become educated, is to get the proper training. And I want to make sure you know that at Lifestyles Unlimited, we give you that opportunity for free. We have a free workshop. You can come on out and give it a try, see what we're about, spend a couple hours with our presenters. And these are experienced, very experienced investors in both single family and multifamily that will tell you what we're about and tell you what it is that we do in the investor world. And if it's something you like, great. You've got your foot in the door. You've overcome fear at the first level, and you're going to keep going. Now, we've got those workshops. I'm going to tell you, if you want to go see where we've got those in your area, we've got them in Texas. We've got one coming up in Atlanta, Georgia, Detroit, Michigan, Phoenix, Arizona, Utah, Indiana. I mean, all across the U.S. You can go out to lifestylesunlimited.com and click on the free workshop button. You can register right there online if you find one in your area that you want to attend, typically in the evenings during the week. Or if you prefer, you can also give us a call at 866-945-6565. That's 866-945-6565 to speak with one of our membership services folks. These are also investors, and get registered with them. You're listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. And when we come back, I'm going to talk a little bit about that malfunction I had and how that really helped me reflect on real estate and got this whole idea in my head when we continue with the show.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Talk 1370, the right choice.
Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. This is Andy Webb. You're listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. And today we're talking about skydiving, actually, and drawing some lessons from that that community, which I'm a member of, and applying those to the real estate world. And I'll tell you, one thing that always fascinates me is when you go out to do some jumps, maybe you're at a new drop zone, the variety of people that show up from all walks of life to participate in that sport is just amazing. You know, you've got doctors, you've got mechanics, you've got stay-at-home moms, you've got stay-at-home dads. I mean, everybody across the board, and it doesn't matter. As long as they're safe, as long as we're having a good time together and everybody goes home at the end of the day, that's all that counts. And it's a wonderful community. And I see the same thing in real estate, especially at Lifestyles Unlimited. You know, you never know who you're talking to. We've just got a wonderful mix of people. And if you're sitting on the sidelines and thinking about becoming an investor, but thinking, man, I just don't have the capital, or I just don't have this, or I'm missing that, that's where I would tell you, you know what, you're probably wrong. You can probably do just fine, but get informed first, get educated, maybe come out to our free workshop, or if you didn't catch it during the advertisements, we do have the Wealth and Passive Income Expo coming up. It's the largest of its type in the country. It's going to be down the road here in Houston, Texas, February 27th, 28th, and 29th. And there will be thousands and thousands of investors there. So you can come out and meet the folks and find out their story and say, you know what? I'm in that position now where you were when you got started. This will work. You'll see that path. You'll see that you can get there. And you'll get a ton of education as well. It's a wonderful event. There will be some large auditorium sessions where we'll hear from very, very experienced investors, multifamily guys that have 16,000 doors or more. I don't know where they're at now since the last time I went a year ago. They probably bought more. But it's fascinating, and it's a great way to learn and come away inspired. And then there are the breakout sessions as well, where you can pick targeted activities, targeted sessions around what do you want, single family, multifamily, whatever it is, and go and really fine tune your skills there and see what you need to do, right, to improve your business and move a little bit farther down the road. So again, all walks of life in both skydiving and in real estate. And I just love that variety. So I want to talk just a little bit about, well, we talked about fear just ahead of the break. And I think that is, and from talking with the mentors at Lifestyles, that is typically the thing that holds most people back. It's not a lack of capital. It's not a lack of experience. I mean, they don't have the experience when they're starting out, but it's simple fear. Okay. It's afraid to make a mistake. It's being afraid to lose money. Obviously, if we're talking about skydiving, sure, there's a whole other level there. But in the real estate world, I'll tell you, you don't have anything to be afraid of. Just get an education and get informed. And above all, you don't know what it's going to be like until you try. And that's what our free workshops are for, is to give you the opportunity to give it a try and see what we're all about. Or the expo as well is a great opportunity there for you to learn as well. And at the start of the show, you know, I mentioned the whole topic came to me this past week because my wife and I got out for the first time this year and made our first jumps of the year after laying off for a couple of months. And the jump that she and I did, the first one, was great. There weren't many other people out there. It was during the week. And, you know, we rode the airplane up to about 14,000 feet, opened the door. It's very brisk up there this time of year, of course. Beautiful, clear day. You know, we exited the airplane, did our little formations and stuff. You know, you've probably seen the motivational calendars or wall, you know, posters where people are forming a circle. That's kind of what we were doing on a smaller scale, just the two of us. And when we get to 3,000 feet, by the way, I get the question all the time, how long are you in free fall? In this case, 68 seconds, a little over a minute. And we separate, and I toss my chute at 3,000 feet, and, well, that's where I have my malfunction. And what happens, the parachute spins up on me. If you picture a kid at a, you know, out at a park, sitting on a swing, and they start to spin around in circles, and those chains wrap up. Well, that's essentially what my lines did. And is that a time to panic? Not at all, because I've had proper training, I've had proper education, and over the years, I have gathered experience. So it's just a matter of making a decision. Now, on the fly, no pun intended, very quickly, and deciding, do I need to cut away that main parachute, or can I salvage it? And I was able to salvage it. I'm a pretty conservative guy. My parachute's rather large, so any of my friends with their smaller things, they would have ditched that, gone to the reserve, done. But I saved it. And of course, in the interim, I'm losing altitude, and now I'm out away from the drop zone. So problem number two, I have to land out somewhere in the middle of a field. You know, these drop zones are typically out in the middle of nowhere. But again, training and education kicked in. Scan the horizon, look for the power lines. I don't want to collide with those. Look for fence lines, and then pick a good spot. Landing was perfect. I enjoyed a nice, refreshing walk back to the drop zone. Fortunately, I was reasonably close. But the big point of this is that even with that malfunction, it was a small one, my training kicked in. And that's the kind of training you want as a real estate investor. You know, when you start out as a new jumper, one of the things that you go through is you look at a series of pictures, of cards, and what'll happen is that instructor is going to set you down, and they're going to pull one of those pictures up, and that picture is going to show that parachute in any of a number of different malfunctions. It might be those line twists like I just had, and then you tell that instructor, what are you going to do? It may be that there's no parachute at all. Well, what's going on there? What do I do? If you don't know, you'll get instructed, and you'll train that, and you train your motor neurons, and you become good at it. You think about it. Obviously, you're not doing it all the time. The same thing holds for real estate and getting educated there. You want to become educated so that you can make quick decisions, right? Your life may not depend on it in the same way, but your financial freedom does. So you want to know, when I'm looking at a house and it is a wholesaler and he's got 20 other investors there and it's a bid situation, what am I going to bid? Do I even want to bid? What does the foundation look like? What does the roof look like? Do I need new windows? Electrical? Plumbing? Is it cast iron? Is it not? So you want to get the proper education to help you make those quick decisions, and that will get you farther down the road in real estate. You know, and again, if you've got that fear, I get it. I get it. My wife and I both had it in both situations, whether it was that first skydive or that first investment property. It took us a long time after we joined Lifestyles to buy that first house because we had fear. But we continued to go to the events. We continued to listen to the seminars, talk to the vendors, go to the single family road trips and learn. Walk through those houses that need repair and understand, aha, okay, here's that issue with the foundation. I'm starting to feel it. So one way to overcome that fear is through proper education. And again, get around like-minded investors that are on the same path as you. You'll find that there's some on your level, there's some that are ahead of you, and you can learn from them and get that training. Right? I mentioned earlier that we've got the Lifestyles Hub online. There are a lot of seminars and stuff that has been recorded and are available to you. Or you can go to those live seminars. Sometimes there'll be events in the evening. Sometimes it's a webinar so that you can take a break from your work for lunch and sit in and get an education. We had recent webinars where we talked about buying older houses, where we talked about, you know, the foundations, the electrical, the AC, the HVAC, that sort of thing. And above all, get a mentor. get a mentor. When I think about the skydiving world, that's essentially what those instructors are. And there are coaches that if I want to learn a new skill set, now you may not know this, but there are actually many, many disciplines within the world of skydiving. It's not just falling on my belly, making those formations like my wife and I did on our first jump there. You can get a wingsuit, right? Some people call that a squirrel suit, whole other discipline. You can fall standing up in a different orientation. You go a heck of a lot faster, I'll tell you that. But ultimately, when you learn something new, you want to get together with a coach, because that's gonna shorten that learning curve. And we see the same thing at Lifestyles Unlimited. You know, I encounter folks out in the investing world all the time that are kind of going it on their own, and they're making a lot of the mistakes that they don't have to make, and they're essentially reinventing the wheel as they try to beat a new path to success. And that as well is, I think, the definition of crazy, because you can really, really short circuit that learning curve if you do find a mentor, whether that's Lifestyles, if we're in your market, or if there's somebody else. I encourage you to get in touch, okay? That will help you. That will help you to, you know, to better have success, okay? And again, if you're not sure, if you're not certain, if you want to even try real estate, you're kind of sitting on the fence. Again, I talk with a lot of people there. I get a lot of questions actually from my skydiver friends, and it's interesting. Very few of them pull the trigger. You'd think these guys that are jumping out of airplanes and quote unquote crazy would be chomping at the bit to get into real estate to get that extra cash flow coming in to fund their hobby. But they show the same level of fear as anybody else that's new to real estate investing. And ultimately, the couple that have made that transition, how did they do it? Well, they went to the free workshop and they sat in and they listened to John here in Dallas, or Chuck, or whoever we've got down there in Houston, San Antonio, Austin, Phoenix. I mentioned we've got those coming up in Michigan, Detroit, and so on. They listen to what these folks have to say, and they draw a conclusion, just like my sister did after her one and only tandem. Yes, I like it, or no, I don't. And if they draw the conclusion that they want to continue, they do. And they learn, and they join a group like Lifestyles and get that mentorship. So look, today we've talked about skydiving, and we've talked about investing in real estate. And, you know, I hear it all the time. People think you have to be crazy to jump out of an airplane. I don't agree with that. But call me crazy if you want. That's fine. And some people think you have to be crazy to invest in rental real estate, whether it's single family houses or apartments. But you know what? I think you'd be crazy not to. You'd be crazy not to check out our free workshop and see if you can get on the path to financial freedom. So give that a look. Go to lifestylesunlimited.com. Click on the expo button to find out more about the expo. That's just a month away. So you're going to want to get registered. I thank you for listening today. This is Andy Webb. You're listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. And I look forward to talking with you again soon. And remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. You have a great day.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the math? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the host, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.